Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
At 8:40, and we do want to spotlight Florida's primary election. 1 week from today, early voting is underway, and a new snapshot in several races showing some interesting takeaways, one of which, Democratic gubernatorial candidate Nikki Fried now leading Charlie Crist. That's quite a reversal over a February poll by the Public Opinion Research Lab at the University of North Florida. At that time, Crist was ahead by 8 points. Polling director Dr. Michael Binder joins us live on Jacksonville's Morning News. Is there a reason for that reversal over February?
Well, I think there's probably a couple things that come into play. The first being there's actually been a campaign, and Nikki Fried has been able to get her name out there and people know who she is. Charlie Crist has been around forever, so he started with a really big name recognition advantage. And I think potentially the other one was the landmark Supreme Court decision with Roe v. Wade. I think that has energized some of the base, and the folks that have been more energized by that are more supportive of Nikki Fried.
It's been kind of a somewhat quiet campaign in that there was only one debate that the two had, and it kind of flew under the radar. Might this poll and might these findings and ultimately the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade energize a base that actually turns out now that maybe wasn't going to turn out and was going to sit on the sidelines for Fried?
I don't know. The short answer is, you know, half the votes have already been counted, right? I mean, we've had mail ballots out for a month. Early voting's been going on for more than a week. A lot of votes are already in that are going to be in. There's literally a week left from today to get your vote in, either early or in mail or showing up next Tuesday. I'm not sure how much this is going to turn somebody out, but I think it's interesting that the folks that did respond and what their thoughts are. And maybe this race, whether or not Nikki Fried ultimately wins or not, I think it might be a lot closer than people thought maybe even a few weeks ago.
What does the survey show in terms of strength for the incumbent Governor Ron DeSantis?
Well, he's in pretty good shape. There's not a lot to say about that. We asked questions about the midterm in November. And for that, we used registered voters because it's a little bit too early to put a likely voter model together for those. And even with registered voters, he's still up 7 points over Fried and 8 points over Crist. And that's going to be a little bit heavier Democrat because Republicans tend to turn out a little better, not only here in Florida, but elsewhere. So you would expect those numbers, if it were actually an election today, to be a little bit more in his favor.
U.S. Senate race featuring Val Demings, the Democrat, likely to emerge in the primary next week. How does she fare early on, I guess, in a head-to-head against Marco Rubio?
Again, same kind of just FYI. It is a registered voter, but we had her up 4 points, which is a pretty big deal. Now, when you start factoring in likely voters and you start factoring in a campaign and potentially some national ties to the Republican Party, that, you know, maybe Rubio could squeak one out. But this race, I think, is going to shape up to be a very, very close race.
Based on your survey and at the time, again, these are snapshots in time. What are the motivating issues for voters? And then obviously the question becomes, how might that change over the coming months? One would think the economy and inflation might be on the Republican side overall.
Right. The overwhelming issue that people were concerned about in Florida was cost of living. 43% of respondents said that. That's an enormous number. Now, that doesn't just include going to the gas pump or going to the grocery store. It's rent, it's housing prices, it's homeowners insurance. There's a lot that goes into that. And while month-over-month inflation might be settling down, it's going to take some time for people to adjust to these new prices, and those other factors are not, right? Housing prices aren't coming down anytime soon that we can tell. Rent is certainly not coming down. And as we all know, homeowners insurance is only going up. These are potentially problems for Ron DeSantis because those are issues where in the state of Florida, you know, one might think that he might have some say over those.
Dr. Michael Binder, the Public Opinion Research Lab Director at UNF. Appreciate it as always.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.